episode 778, Just the Way You Are.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Good day, all my friends. I hope you are having an extraordinary weekend. I pray that you are truly enjoying wherever you are. It has been a bit cold here for us. We've had ice and snow, and actually we've been hunkered down. But I'm getting excited because we're going to enjoy some family time and head on to church. But before I go into all of that, I wanted to spend a few moments with you. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's important for us to come together and stop long enough to reflect back on things. It's good to understand where we've come from, and that helps us to better understand where we're going. Today, we're talking about just the way you are. Now, I'm sure when I say that particular saying, a song, a popular song may pop into your head. I also know when I say that saying, I'm a little bit older, and so an old song pops into my head. But then at the same time, if I was to tell you to stand in front of a mirror, and I want you to look at yourself just the way you are, what would you say then? No songs, no music, no thunderous applause, you in the mirror. What would you be exchanging right now? Now, while you think about that, I want to give a huge warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. I'm so excited that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in every day. You need to live, love, and impact just the way you are. So what did that room look like for you, that mirror? What were those thoughts that went through your head? What are you doing to sacrifice your joy? Whoa, did I just say that? Yes, I did. Maybe what you want to change is not worth it. You're settling for just the way you are. When we stand in front of that mirror, all we see are the negativities. They just jump out at us. Well, what happens? What do? We begin to create these images, what we say we want to change, those thoughts cross our mind, but then we stop. But truly, how is that serving you? Is it getting you to where you want to go? Achieving your dreams and your reaching your goals is totally doable. It really is. And when you begin to cower away from your path, really, I mean, honestly, you're being rude to yourself. Now, I hope you don't think I'm out of lines here, stepping out of bounds. Because you know my saying, nothing is impossible. The thing is, you need to check your pulse. What is your heart beating for? The month of February is Heart Month. And we've talked about our heart on and off this entire month. What's your pulse? When you were standing in front of that mirror, when I gave you that image, and you took yourself there, what came to mind? Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. This is a time of reflection. This isn't a time to beat yourself up. You're in a very safe place. But we need to get real. We need to get honest. So let's talk about this. You want something different than what you have. Maybe that's a better marriage. Maybe it's a better sex life. Maybe it's a more organized household, a different job. Maybe you want to grow your business. Maybe you just want to start a business. Maybe you want to start writing. Maybe you want that better body, that sexy body, even at your age. Oh, wait. Don't tag on to that line there. But that's what we do, isn't it? That's why we're talking about this, just the way you are. You need to look at what you have control of. Proverbs 25:28 says this, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. I know you're already jumping down my throat, aren't you? Going, Christiane, I've got self-control. If you would just look at me now, I have self-control. Oh, let me tell you about self-control. I can remember back to my good old root beer float. I love my root beer float days. I think I could very easily slip back into those. Why? Oh, they're so tasty and so yummy. But they so do not do this body good. But you see, it became my discipline. I would work hard throughout the day, be the crazy mom that I was, be the chef, the cook, the, you know, the short order cook, the maid, the taxi driver, the bus driver, you know, going all to different activities, being the cheerleader on the sidelines, all of it. Oh, and I got to throw in there going to church too, supporting the kids. And I'd come home. And after I'd finally get the kids to bed and I would finish up in the kitchen and kind of make things doable, so when I woke up in the morning, I wouldn't be tripping over myself and everything else that happened that day before, I would quietly go into the kitchen and get out my favorite glass. And I would put my three and a half scoops of ice cream. Oh, so yummy. And I would take my cold root beer float. Or not root beer float. I take my cold root beer out of the refrigerator. Oh, and it had been in there towards the very back. So it was oh so cold. And I would pour it slowly over and it would just turn icy. I'd have this like root beer ice coated on top of the ice cream. And it just all went down there. And then to kind of get a little extra foamy, and I have to stop for a minute. I'd sip up the, you know, slurp up that foam. Are you getting hungry for a root beer float? Oh yeah, I had self-control. I ate that every other night, sometimes every night for I don't know how long. Yet when I looked in that mirror, what did I see? Oh, I can't stand. I don't have anything to wear. What's my problem? I can't lose the weight. I don't do anything. I disciplined myself to enjoy my root beer float. I wasn't willing to put in the work to make a change of what I really said that I wanted to do. I was willing to accept where I was, just the way I was. Just the way you are, right? Stop beating around the bush. I'm here to tell you some things in love. And it's hard to do that. But what better time than Sweet Spirit Sunday, right? Because you know it's coming from my heart. And no, I'm not pointing fingers. I've been down that road. I've been down the road of no self-control. However, I was convinced I had all the self-control there was. My goodness, I was a mom of five. Are you kidding me? I held my temper. Oh, did I? I was so good. I took care of them. I, you know, fixed meals upon meals. I mean, I lost track. How many lunches did I do? And at one point, I'd be changing so many diapers. Oh, holy cow. Give me a reward, you know, put on all these mama medals on me. Stop beating around the bush. What do you see in that mirror? There's no music. There's only you in the mirror. What are you telling yourself? Where is your self-control? Do you want change, but you're honestly not willing to re-discipline yourself? You got to check your pulse. What are your hang-ups? Be honest. I had to. I don't want you to be in the middle of a storm for you to say, gosh, why didn't I know this 2 weeks ago? Why didn't I know this 10 years ago? I want you to look right now in that mirror. What are your hang-ups? What do you gravitate towards? What do you say you can't live without? Maybe every morning you find yourself dropping the kids off to school and you make a dart for your favorite whatever restaurant to grab your favorite drink, maybe to grab an extra roll or two, who knows, a bagel, whatever it is. Maybe you go and every Tuesday and Thursday you meet your girlfriends. Maybe it's as simple as you get out of bed and you go right for the phone and you go into social media immediately. Uh-huh. You know who you are. I used to be that person. It was kind of fun to see, oh, who liked this? Oh, who's saying that? Oh, I get to catch up on that. Well, now I've got to say that, yes, I still go and check my phone. But I have redisciplined myself. I checked my pulse. Because what I found is that if I went into my social media accounts in the morning, right when I got out of bed, 30, 45 minutes later, I'm still standing there in the same position. Do you know how much I could have done with that amount of time? I could have done it all for me. Oh, I want to lose weight. I want to get healthier. I want to, you know, work out more. I want to, oh, I want to be able to cook breakfast for my husband every single morning. Holy cow. I could do a lot in 45 minutes. Reality check. Check your pulse. Now, you know, I pull back the curtain completely. I do get up in the morning and my feet hit the floor and I say good morning to God. And actually, usually I say good morning to him before my eyes even completely open. I check my pulse. Thank you, Lord, for another day to live, love, impact. What do you say in the morning? When my feet hit the floor, usually I am drinking some water because I am thirsty. I wake up and I am dehydrated. My body knows it and I just guzzle. I probably guzzle anywhere from 16 to 20 ounces and I stand there. Then I go and I reach for my phone. Oh, yes, I do. It's right there. As a mom of five, you better believe that phone's going to be right there. However, I only look at my notifications. I quickly scroll through, only looking for a key color, my text color, that I have completely changed it so it stands out to my eye. And that's all I look for. And I make sure it doesn't have any of my children's name on it or a family member. Those are the ones, the only ones I will look at immediately. Including my clients, I love them dearly, but they wait till after I'm done with my morning stuff. They come in second, but they're close behind. So I scroll through that. Do I go to my social media accounts? Oh, no, I don't. I don't even read it. I don't even go there. And then I start my morning. I walk away. Check your pulse. Jim Rohn says this, the walls we build around us to keep sadness out also keeps out the joy. I asked you a question at the very beginning of this. What are you doing to sacrifice your joy? Are you building up these walls that you consider are self-control for you? But in actuality, if we call them what it is, it's addiction. No, it may not be crazy addiction as in maybe alcohol or addicted to drugs or addicted to shopping. We could think of other things, addicted to pornography. I mean, we could go on and on and on, right? Addicted to social media. Some things are worse than others, but it is still a form of addiction. Check your pulse. The walls that you're building up can be keeping your joy out. What are you keeping out in your life that you should be letting in? You got to check your pulse. Where's your self-control? You can't control anybody else, but you can control you. So this is your reflection day. Don't settle. You matter. You matter. You are beautiful just the way you are. But be careful that you're not sucked into settling. You were created for more. Created on purpose, for a purpose, to be your best selfie so you can go out and do what? Live, love, and impact. That's what Jesus did. He walked on this earth. He lived, he loved, and he impacted. He impacts every day. He wants to impact with you. If you don't feel that you're better than good enough, you need to check your pulse. I want you to write down your thoughts. And actually, a fun way to do this, and if you want to send it to me, please, I would love to hear from you. You could open up just this little notepad and on your phone, or if you want to do it on your computer, you can do it that way. Hold on, though. I'm going to tell you what it is. You know my email address. It's in the show notes, christianne@createyournow.com. Real easy to find me. Comes directly to me. No one else opens it. And what you can do is draw your life using emojis. Have you ever thought about using only emojis? You can't say anything but using emojis. What would your life look like? Draw it out. You might be surprised. Check your pulse. Stop settling. Stop beating around the bush. Look at what's there, what you can control. Stop making excuses. Stop sacrificing your joy, the joy that God wants to give you every single day. Because he loves you just the way you are. It's time for you to realize that. So go back in that room now. You're standing in front of the mirror. Only you and the mirror You see your reflection. What do you say? Just the way you are. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.